Hundreds of people in Arizona prisons are hurting themselves and trying to take their lives. Numbers collected by ADC show a dramatic uptick in self-harm among inmates in the past year. Total incidents increased by almost 70%. In fiscal year 2017, more than 80 inmates tried to hang themselves, and 138 tried to overdose on illegal drugs. The number of inmates using blunt force trauma, which can include inserting objects into the body and banging the head against the wall, has almost tripled in a single year. The surge in self-harm reports comes as ADC is attempting to settle a lawsuit over poor healthcare conditions in state prisons. But reports generated for that settlement show ADC and its private contractor, Corizon, are still understaffing critical healthcare positions. David Fati is an attorney for the inmates in the settlement. He says there may be other factors at play, but the staffing shortages cannot be helping.
This is behavior that we often see with mentally ill people in particular, whose mental illness is not being effectively treated.
In a written response to questions about the increase, ADC spokesman Andrew Wilder said, quote, "Personnel work very hard to identify, intervene, and prevent inmates from committing acts of self-harm." He said ADC will begin a mental health training program for correctional officers in October. There have already been 142 incidents of self-harm in Arizona prisons in fiscal year 2018, putting it on track to be the worst year on record. Jimmy Jenkins, KJZZ News, Phoenix.